Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Training Tips with Jim. It's week 31. I am currently out traveling on holidays, and today I am in Riga, the capital of Tallinn. Because I'm on holiday, it will be a shortened podcast this week, but that doesn't mean that it's not an interesting week, because on Thursday, both Apple and Amazon will release their quarter results, and that will be the main topic of this week. Quarter results, because they are coming out. There was a lot of them last week, and they will continue hard this week, topping, as I said, on Thursday. On top of this, we know that last week was a good week in terms of economic numbers. They came in better than was expected, causing the markets to have a good week. Nasdaq up more than 2% week over week. Dow Jones was up around 0.66%, if I'm not mistaken. The $1,000 challenge, which we initiated 2 weeks ago, where we'll try to grow $1,000 as much as we can. Well, we betted into Intercept, but Intercept has not paid off so far, still sitting with a loss of minus 4.4%. But this week, on the 2nd, I believe that will be Wednesday, Intercept will release quarter results, and there are some expectations to quarter results coming in good, and I believe that will push the stock. Will I be right in my initial prediction? Because we are hunting as many percentages as we can, that Intercept will move hard and fast upwards to 14. It will be a thriller of a week, and we will see, because so far, 2 weeks into the challenge, we are not on track at all. We are hunting for 30% in Intercept, and I hope by next week's podcast that we will reach the target. And if you're a new listener and you haven't been able to catch up on what we're doing for the part of 2 years, I was running a trading portfolio, doing very well on the trading portfolio, but this summer we restarted for a much more risky, high-intensive portfolio, which is called a $1,000 challenge, because some of the users wanted only $1,000 invested, being able to follow. So that is the game. I invested 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, into Intercept. I gave you the notice. I said that I would pick Intercept. I bought Intercept on Monday 2 weeks ago at 11.23, currently sitting around 10.70, I believe. Was up a bit, then down a bit. Where I stated that I think Intercept will go maybe as high as 14. I will start to think about getting out somewhere around 13.70. The idea is to try to grow that trading portfolio as hard and fast as we can, doing high risk trades. And as I told you, when we do high risk trades, it simply means high risk, we stand to lose, because that is in the game of high-risk stocks. So for the trading tips portfolio this week, the $1,000 challenge, Intercept still stays. It's currently trading around 10.70. Looks like it will have a bit higher opening today. I think it's a good bet, and we will see if, as I said, the quarter results on the 2nd will push the stock. We should start to see some signs today. We saw some small signs by the end of last week, and I think they will continue now to give an idea of the direction. When the stock goes up, as you know, I have a trailing stop loss on the stock. Floor is 9.70, but if it moves upwards to my prediction of 13.50, 13.70, I will tighten the stop loss quite much. Put on, we'll see how it moves, maybe a 5% stop loss or something, and just let it run for as long as it can. It will be interesting to see if I will be correct. And as you know, usually I give you a good insights in the week ahead of us, what I think, but as I told you, the markets now, they can just continue upwards. There is no reason why it shouldn't. At the same time, everything except some stocks are very, very overbought, and usually you will have a correction now. But last week's good numbers pushed the market up, and that may very well happen this week. It's almost impossible to say. Personally, because I have much more portfolios, I am slowly reducing my risk, because in my world, we will have to have a small correction. doesn't have to be big, can be 5-10%. You have to remember that the markets are up almost 30% so far this year. So a correction will be natural. You do not never know exactly when it will happen, but when it will come, I will try to get too deep though. As you know, I recommended you to buy EV when it was very low. I personally bought NIO around 70, currently around 14, some up 100% on NIO almost. I think that rally will continue, but they should have a reaction down anytime soon. So this is the game. You have to balance your risk as much as you can. By the way, a short story, as I said, I'm in Riga, but I was supposed to be in Narva, up in Estland on the northeast corner, where you can watch over the river to Russia. That was the plan for yesterday, but the car broke down, and we had to be towed all the way back to Riga. So today I will know if they're able to fix the car, get it back running, hope so, before I can continue a week-long travel up in Latvia and Estland. And if the car will be back up running, I hope to go back and see Narva. I really want to see that before heading to Tallinn and look at a few other places. By the end of the week, I will be on a huge gathering for metal detecting. Look really forward to that. The biggest event in Lithuania for metal detectors. Could be as much as 1,000 metal detectors showing up next or the forthcoming Saturday. And as you know, if you follow this podcast, I will show you if I find anything nice. Still, the best find was the silver coin early on this year. Very nice silver coin from 1728, 1/12 Saxon Tower. So, hopefully next week I will also be able to post a few pictures of what happened on the big metal detecting gathering and what the finds were. As you can hear, I am starting slowly to be in holiday mood, not speaking too much about stocks, but as I say, the market will move the way they want. The quarter results can be extremely good. Nasdaq can easily be up 2-4% this week as well, but I will not be surprised if it's in reaction down. So to sum it up, this very short podcast, I believe markets can go both ways this week. The general trend is upwards, and it's starting to be very solid. It has been quite solid for some time, and it may be pure luck, but if you go many podcasts back, so you heard me say when we are back in April, even March, I think it was, I told you that I thought that the final bottom would be May 27. Now, that could be very pure luck, but I do not think that we are finished with huge volatility in the market. There is more to come. And now, energy prices, as I told you, the inflation would go up and it would then start to go down. And as I warned you a few podcasts ago, now it will soon start to go up again. I think that we are finished celebrating the inflation going down. And the reason for this, why I think it will go down, I argued for this many times before. Has to do with energy. We're heading for the winter, and if you watch the oil price, it's past $80 again. As I told you, be in oil stocks because it's a good, safe place to be. Personally, I did that as well, enjoying the current upturn as we see, and I think oil will just continue upwards. Dividend should be very good. The other part that we follow is gold, and gold is almost at $2,000 again. It was trading around 1,997, I saw. And I think it will break 2,000 anytime soon and head further up. Gold is very correlated to the economy in general and to interest rates. If interest rates go up, you can expect gold to go down. Now, interest rates are supposed to be topping up because it seems like they have control over inflation, so more and more people are speculating in gold. On top of this, the BRICS countries, South Africa, Russia, China, Brazil, etc., they are buying gold with both hands. Especially China is really buying up a lot of gold. I think that pressure will continue. I think gold will continue upwards. I think gold stocks still is a good place. So if you want to reduce your risk, oil and gold should still hold that safety. Until then, you have to enjoy the upturn in the market, because now many of the second follower stocks will be picked up. And maybe you saw that last week. Now we see the stocks like NIO first. We had Meta, Nvidia, all these major stocks. They were rallying upwards, and suddenly EV started to peak, just as expected. And now more of the other follower stocks, which is laying dormant to rise. And I think biotech, for instance, will be very up. On top of my head, I think I remember I saw that eBay is posing a possible good buying opportunity. I think I saw it was down at the bottom. You have to go to yours, go and check for yourself. Go to stockinvest.us, type in the ticker eBay. Because I think the chart looked very promising, if I remember correct. On the end note, as you know, I'm building the trading boat, and you may wonder how it's going. Well, it had a good week last week as well. It's up at $31,780 something. It was trading on off last week, was not super weak, but it was making profit, and it has been making profit every week since. You can go and watch the boat yourself. Go to getagraph.com, look for a shark. Getagraph.com, look for shark. You can follow the boot. It is made on my signals, it's trading on my signals, it's trading on both paper account and live account. Everything is real. You will see all orders come in on the page as they are being traded. I'm using Alpaca for trading. It's non-commission, so there is no commissions on the trades. It's actual profit what you see, it's actual return of the accounts that you see on the page. Given the small amount, because every currently I have around 5 stocks, which trades $2,000 in each of them, at any given time there is usually like 1 or 3 or 4 stocks active, so it's usually something like $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 being traded. But maybe if you were watching the page, and I can tell from the page views numbers that several of you already are, at periods it may not trade at all because it thinks it is too risky. So far working exactly as it should. If I get to the holiday mood, finishing the small script for the super picker, I think that we are on to good things. Anyway, that was my holiday podcast to you. Hope the sound is not too bad. At least it's a very, very cozy hotel room in downtown old town of Riga, very historical important city in the Eastern Europe. So I will wrap up the podcast, make the production, ship it over to the rest of the team, and you should hopefully have it before markets open today. I wish you a super good week. Hope that you will have a lot of green in your account, and that I will see you next week. If you have any questions, any comments, please like the video if you watch the YouTube version, and comment if you have any questions or just want to comment. I will be happily answering any questions you may have. Until next week, as usual, have the best of the week, and we will see you in just a week. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us Stock Analysis. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling.